I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you.
This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. That is a commercial for Chiquita Banana that ran in movie theaters in this country in the 1940s and 1950s. Why am I playing Chiquita Banana's old TV commercial and movie theater commercial for you today? Because they're back in the news in a way that I don't think they want to be in the news, thanks to a piece by my next guest. He is Tim Mack, the senior congressional correspondent for the Daily Beast, who wrote a piece a few days ago about Chiquita Banana versus the victims of 9/11. And I've asked him to join us here today and explain it. Tim, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, good morning.
What did the world's largest banana producer do to get on the enemies list of some 9/11 victims?
You know, the funny thing about Washington is that it leads to a bunch of very non-traditional allies and very non-traditional opponents, as you can see in this case. There's no natural reason to expect Chiquita Banana and 9/11 victims to be at odds. So let's break it down. While operating in South America from 1997, to 2004, Chiquita Banana has since acknowledged giving $1.7 million to a U.S. government-designated terrorist organization, a right-wing paramilitary group in Colombia. Now, Chiquita Banana claims it was extorted, but in 2007, it reached a settlement with the Justice Department and pled guilty. Now, how does this relate to 9/11 victims? 9/11 victims are trying to pass a bill, and they're struggling to pass a bill in Congress, making it easier to sue sponsors of terrorism. After all, they're trying to go after people who aided and abetted the acts of 9/11. That happens to affect Chiquita, since they have actually admitted they're the only U.S. company to ever have acknowledged funding terrorism. So now, what Chiquita is doing is it's trying to block this 9/11 victims bill from making progress in Congress. And it's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, over $750,000 dollars, trying to block this bill.
By trying to block the bill, you mean they've hired lobbyists in Washington and they've talked to members of Congress and said, please don't push this bill forward?
Right. They've actually spent the money on lobbying, going behind the scenes, talking to staffers, and it does seem to some extent that it's working because there is no progress for these 9/11 victims.
All right. Now, I'm trying to wrap my mind around how, even if there was a terrorist group in Colombia, how that affects victims of 9/11. That group didn't attack us.
Right. Well, the bill that 9/11 victims want to pass is called the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. And what it does is it clarifies, not to get too technical, it clarifies the law to say that aiding and abetting terrorism is liable. That is, you could sue companies who aid and abet terrorism. And that makes Chiquita fall under their category. It doesn't just target 9/11 sponsors. It targets all sponsors of terrorism.
So if, let's say I have a family member who travels to Colombia, and that family member is kidnapped by this terrorist group and tortured and perhaps even killed. I obviously want to do something about that, and I can't necessarily go up against this terrorist group in Colombia, but I can go after Chiquita Banana because they funded that group if this bill were to become law?
Yes. There is, if you're an American, you could sue Chiquita for sponsoring terrorism and inadvertently, indirectly, sponsoring the terrorism group that did you and your family harm.
Now let's go back to that inadvertent word right there. Chiquita says that they were doing it because they were being extorted. How does that part of the story work?
I mean, it's important. It's an important part of the story. Chiquita has said from day one that it only made those payments to the paramilitary group in Colombia because it felt it was necessary to do so for the safety of their employees. Now, the fact is, though, that they continued to make those payments after their own lawyer said, we can't continue to do this, after they consulted with the Justice Department, and the Justice Department said, you can't continue to do this. And they could have when those lawyers said it, or when the Justice Department said it, sold off their operations in Colombia, just like they eventually had to do anyways, because they couldn't indefinitely make those payments forever.
So Chiquita is out of Colombia.
Yes, in 2004, it left Colombia.
I'm actually happy to hear that, because I eat a lot of bananas and I actually prefer Chiquita bananas. They have a nice product, and I'm glad to find out that I'm not inadvertently funding terrorism, but I guess I was before 2004.
Well, what you can say in some ways is you are inadvertently funding lobbying against the 9/11 victims film.
Oh,
so there's another angle there.
That's a very good point. All right, so let's name names in Congress. Who's blocking the bill?
Well, I think the major figure that 9/11 victims in particular are fingering is Congressman Bob Goodlatte. He's a congressman from Virginia, and he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Although the Senate Judiciary Committee has passed this bill in previous years, the House has never passed this bill. Mr. Goodlatte has declined to push this bill forward. 9/11 victims are really fingering him as the guy who doesn't seem to want this to proceed. His office would not answer whether or not his staff has met with Chiquita representatives. But the 9/11 victims did ask, and behind the scenes were told, yes, Chiquita did meet with Goodlatte's office.
So what you're speculating here, it seems to me, is that Chiquita has, what, made campaign contributions to Goodlatte, and that's how usually work.
We would be able to see campaign contributions to Goodlatte. I mean, there are other ways to influence members of Congress by making arguments that perhaps they agreed to. One argument that's been made is that it could make it more difficult for companies to do business in the future. It's a hard argument for me to understand, because those businesses in the future would have to do something that involved funding a U.S. designated terrorist group.
Right. Yeah, that's the part that I don't understand either. If you say this is going to affect the way American companies do business elsewhere, don't we want them to stop doing business with terrorist groups? I mean, I like my bananas as much as the next guy, but if I knew that we were funding terrorist groups to grow those bananas in that country, I would want the company that gets me those bananas to knock it off.
Well, you know, this is nothing new in terms of the history of the fruit industry in South America. There's a history of violence, of dealing with some shady characters, of corruption. In fact, we're probably entering one of the most transparent eras in fruit production in South America ever. The phrase banana republics used to reflect the kind of sway that fruit makers had in Congress, in government, across, different countries. And we're seeing that a little less, although in this case, we see that a banana company still has enormous sway in Congress.
Now, obviously, the lobbyists are able to get into a congressman's office because that's what lobbyists do, and so they have no doubt met with Goodlatte and his staff members. What about the 9/11 victims' families? Have they been able to gain access to those halls of Capitol Hill?
Yes, they've been able to meet both with Goodlatte and his staffers, but they feel that they've been disrespected. They felt that those meetings were not very empathetic, that they were treated brutally. That Goodlatte and his staff were dismissive and weren't keen to listen to their experiences or their appeals.
If this bill were to get through Goodlatte's committee, and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere right now, but if it were to go through and get passed by the House and Senate and the president were to sign it, who is in line to be sued by these 9/11 victims?
Right now, there are a variety of different characters. It involves some Saudi characters in particular that sponsored the acts of 9/11. I don't go into that too much, but my impression is that they would go after Saudi Saudi actors.
Yeah, well, we know that a lot of the stuff that goes on in Saudi Arabia that doesn't get talked about is covered up in this country because of the black goo under the oil that we need to make our cars, et cetera, run. That's another story for another day. But this is a great one, Tim. Thank you for uncovering it and sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
That's Tim Mack, who's a senior congressional correspondent for The Daily Beast, who's written this terrific piece, an exclusive to The Beast, about Chiquita Banana blocking a 9/11 victims bill. Unbelievable. I'm Paul Harris. In the next half hour, knuckleheads in the news, and what did that jobs report that came out Friday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics really tell us about jobs and wages in America? As America Weekend continues.